Leah, how are you going?
Good. Thanks for having me, Julia.
No problem at all. Thanks for joining us on Drive. So, Leah, when COVID was at its peak, we saw footage of people in the hardest hit countries, such as Italy, singing and playing their instruments outside of their apartment windows, and entire kind of neighbourhoods joining in. What would you say it is about music that unites people in hard times like these?
I think that was such a powerful video. There were several videos from different countries like China and Paris and France as well. And I think what we're seeing is an expression of music as identity, not only our own identity, but collective identity. And when we come together and connect through music, especially in the face of a crisis like this pandemic has brought with us, it actually shows solidarity and we're not in it alone. And we're at a time where we've had a lot of physical distance, but I think this is showing us that physical distance does not mean social distance. And music can really transcend any physical barriers to show that we are all in this together.
Fantastic. Okay. And so why do you think that we find so much comfort in music? What's actually happening there in the brain?
Yeah, it's really interesting because we think about music. We think, oh, I like this music because of how it sounds or because of the rhythm in it. And sometimes we're thinking about those musical qualities, but it's actually because of the values we place on that music and how it connects us to our memories, whether that people that we first were with when we first heard the song or whether it's an expression of our culture or how it relates to us as people is where the healing power lies. And what research is showing is that when we listen to the music that resonates with us, it actually releases feel-good endorphins, so it can help to elevate our mood. And of course, there's so many mental health challenges in the world before the pandemic, let alone throughout the pandemic. And so this is really important. Music can actually help us. It can increase oxytocin, which helps us to feel good, but also builds connection. It can elevate dopamine, which is the self-esteem hormone, but it also reduces cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And there's early research that indicates this could actually help in boosting immunity. We know that cortisol elevation leads to stress, which can suppress immunity. So it sounds logical that the opposite would be true. So listening to music that makes us feel good or helps us to process our emotions is good for us in so many ways.
That's fantastic to hear, and I'll definitely play some music when I get home tonight then. So back to the actual creation of music, there's quite a bit of coronavirus-themed music out there I've found when doing a quick Spotify or iTunes search for COVID or quarantine, and there's quite a bit of comedy, I guess there's comedic music as well.
Yeah.
Why do you think that artists are drawn to this, or why do you think this is a creative outlet to describe the pandemic, and is it a way to work through it, a form of
therapy? Yeah. For sure, because music has always not only commented on what's going on in society, but it also helps to create the different forms of narrative that helps us to cope with this. So music, yes, it's an expression of what is going on, but the subjectivity around that. And we know that comedy is amazing as a cathartic release as well and making sense of things that are going on in the world. And yes, there are definitely so many ISO playlists and ISO tunes that are bringing up songs of old and kind of recontextualizing this, such as Close to You and Can't Touch This and, you know, all of those. give you a giggle.
No, for sure. I've seen many a YouTube video of covers, which has been great. And so the pandemic has forced the music industry to adapt quite a bit. We're just hearing from Didiri from before, who was talking about a virtual world tour, which is completely new. What do you think will stick kind of post-COVID? Will any of this stay in the long run?
Look, I think that it certainly forced the music industry to make use of technological innovations in really interesting and innovative ways, which actually has a lot of benefits that I hope we do maintain, like the accessibility issue. Generally speaking, you have to live in a big city or close enough to a big city to be able to attend a lot of gigs. But now with these types of things, global virtual tours and all the rest, it actually allows music to be accessed from wherever you are, as long as you obviously have the internet access. So there may still be those issues there, but it actually can increase accessibility. So I hope that does stay. It also actually makes musicians appear as more human to us. There used to be this thing of celebrity musicians on pedestals who are untouchable and unreachable and not like us. But with live streaming and use of social media, we're seeing into musicians' homes and they're in lockdown just like we are. And it's bringing music, it's really kind of shining light on the humanity of it all, and that music is, and this pandemic is within all of us. So it's another connector.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And Leah, do you play an instrument yourself or perform? Just out of curiosity?
I don't perform. I'm a pianist. I've taught piano for 15 years. And throughout my teenage years, I think if there was an instrument around, I'd pick it up and dabble. And I think I played all the instruments possible during school. But piano was my main instrument.
Fantastic. Have you been writing any songs, pandemic related or other?
I haven't, but I've actually been exploring different music with the time that's been allowed in terms of this pandemic has brought on a lot of reflection for people about what music we do listen to. And I'm curious about what people are listening to and why. And so that's kind of, I'm following my curiosity there.
New research interest for sure.
Yes.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you and hearing your thoughts on the music industry and whatnot.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me on.